Blog Talk Radio.
I've had my share. Life's ups and downs. God's been good to me. And the downs have been few.
Thank you. for divine healing tonight. This is divine healing night. Sister Sarah, God bless you tonight. Brother James Cleveland was saying Jesus is the best thing happened to me. Finally noticed Jesus the best thing happened to me. And I want to say that to you. Get ready for divine healing tonight. Coming all the way here. Now, you that listening to the show tonight, I got a special treat for you tonight. Those that listen, I'm going to let God talk to you tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to talk. That's not God going to talk to you. And if you got a clean temple, God can talk to you. You're talking about divine healing tonight. This is Saturday night. Divine healing. This is Brother James Cleveland saying, peace be still. And from 9 to 10, I'll be talking. If you got a question you want to ask, press 1 and I'll answer. But tonight and next week, I will have the Almighty God, let me say it again, to be talking to you personally. What I mean by that, Mary, I'm not going to say, lady, you're going to be talking, I'm going to shut my mouth. And you get a pencil and paper because whatever God tells you, I don't know nothing about it. Hello, somebody. If you're scared, hang up. The Spirit already told me that God's going to talk tonight from 10 to 11. From 9 to 10, I'm on. From 10 to 11, God is on. Now, some of you demons don't want to hear from God, but God's going to be talking to you personally. Now, if you messed up, you better pray that God tell you what God tells you. Yes, I was telling the lady down in Louisiana, I said, God's going to be talking. She said, well, I want to talk. I want God to talk to me. Well, the devil's been talking to you all the time. It's time for God to talk to you. It's time for God to say something to you. It's time for God to say something to you. This is, God is my everything. This is Chicago Mass Choir. I want to tell you tonight, God is my everything, and if the divine healing is in the works for you. I want you to let him in tonight. God should be your everything tonight. Now, if God is your everything, you should receive the divine healing that God got for you. God got something special for you tonight. And you get ready to accept what God got for you tonight. Tonight is divine healing night. Sister Jean, God bless you tonight. I see you on the line. And I want to tell you, Sister Pat, God bless you. Now, tonight, this is divine healing. I want to explain that to you. First, I want to tell you, now, if you got a need, you plant a seed. And if you get the seed in the ground, it'll bless you. I was talking to a lady. The lady said, "Bitch, I got so many problems." I said, if you plant the seed, you know, and when you plant the seed, there's a harvest going to come. And the harvest is going to bring you, so some of you are reaching out for money. You're reaching out for money, but what have you asked God for? What have you planted a seed for? Exodus 14:14, just step back, let God touch you. Now, I told you, Mary, I told you, Pat, Jean, all of you listening, 515-605-9890. Give that number to somebody, have them call. I want to tell you, through the devil, did you give it to Mary, the new Mary? Did you give it to her? I talked to Mary earlier today. When I talked to her, she was trying to find out what to do, okay? And she wanted to know what's going on. But I told her what number she have to work with for God to bless her. Okay. Now I want to tell you, God is my everything. I said from 11 to 12, God gonna talk to you. If you ain't ready, hang the phone up. Hang the phone up at 10 o'clock, because I'm on from 9 to 10 now, and I might get some prophecy out. God going to talk to you personally. Now, if you ain't never had God to talk to you, get ready, God to talk to you personally. I don't know, y'all, you know, y'all lie to me. I read them, they lie. I'm a bitch, I don't know what you're talking about, they just lie. You can't lie to God tonight, because God going to talk to you. I hope you don't get no heart attack and stroke. Because when God moves, you know, the wages of sin is death, the gift of God, that's what David said. But I ain't going to listen to what David, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I'm going directly to God. God told the woman at the well, I can give you some water you never thirst no more. Okay? And God told the woman at the well. The woman went back and told him, I met a man told me everything. Okay? Tonight, you got problems with your family. Problem with your husband, problem with your wife. I talked to one lady up in Minnesota. She had problems at school. When I told her to talk to God, she got scared. God going to talk to me. I said, then you say you got a problem? Now, you see, y'all lied to me about your problem. But you can't lie to God. He know your every move. He know every strain on your head. I have some to come to me and lie. When I catch them in the lie, oh, I forgot. Okay? So tonight, from 10 to 11, you can see what God got to say to you. I'm not going to open my mouth. I'm going to let God talk to you about your problem. Now, some of you ain't ready for this because you have not cleaned your temple up. Drinking, smoking, chewing, tobacco, lying, skinning, everything. First, you might need to repent. Come on the show, Lord, forgive me. And open my heart up for a pure man, a pure woman. Tonight, I'm talking about a divine healing. But tonight, God's going to talk to you. From 10 to 11, God's going to talk. And you bring your pencil and paper. Because God going to talk to you personally. He talked to the woman. Jesus talked to the woman at the well personally. She was trying to draw some water. He said, I'll give you some water that you never thirst no more. I'll give you the Holy Ghost. Good God Almighty. Tonight is divine healing. I don't know what's wrong with your eyes, your mouth. You might have lied too much. You might have drunk too much of whiskey, crack, cocaine, and the devil done gave you a habit. We all got habits. But can you break the habit? And you can break the habit with prayer. But you know, bitches just said that. I'm gonna let God tell you. You might believe him. Everybody been talking. Ain't nobody let you talk to God. Hello. My everything. I want to tell you tonight, all is well. I hope Lorraine got her phone together. She said she had a problem with her phone. And Nick was having a problem with her phone. If you're on the line, Nick, press 1 on that phone. I hope it don't go off. I was talking to Nick down in Mississippi. She said her phone messed up. That ain't nothing but the devil. And I was telling Peaches all this way. Peaches, your package is on its way. It should be there Monday. Young lady told me the worm was coming out of her body. The money spirit. There's a lot of evil spirits going on right now. Okay? But God is my everything. This is Chicago Mass Choir. Bam. I want to clean up your temple tonight. If you got a need to plant a seed. Now, I know that it's, let me see. Let me give me a number. Give me a number. Give me a number. Give me a number. I'm trying to get a number. Spirit told me. Get a number. Okay. Now, it's 300 people. Yes, don't get mad. It's 300 people. God can speak to you, but I want you to plant a seed. Before this month gone, the next month, I want you to write in your Bible, I'm planting the seed to the minister. We all from 9 to 11, but I got it broke up. From 9 to 10, I'm on. From 10 to 11, God is on. Now, all you demons got to run, because all these chemtrails, God bless you. Big Gregory used to talk about the chemtrails. Michael Jackson talked about the chemtrails. Y'all thought he was crazy. And Prince talked about the chemtrails. The chemtrails mess with your mind, your body, your soul. Now, what happened, the young man they arrested to get them papers, the reason they were so mad, they sent 100 people, soldiers with the technical gear on, to get this young man, because he got the secret. He found out on them documents that $1 trillion went to Ukraine, taxpayer money. Found out on them documents that another trillion went over Okay, that's what he did. Another went over to the people that fighting. To Israel. Now that's $2 trillion of taxpayer money. Now, that was in the document. They had to get him. They didn't want that to get out, but it's out now. Then they said, y'all want to listen to me, one broom, they shot one down because the people seen it and started calling the White House, how come y'all ain't shot the thing? But nothing done came before that. It's got it on document that a weather balloon shooting chemtrails at a low altitude. That's why we got floods and tornadoes back to back. Ain't nothing in the Delta of Mississippi, but you see that F1 come through that. That's them chemtrails. See, when you shoot that stuff out, it gain air and march and become tornadoes, become floods. Two balloons, one shot down but doesn't got away. They didn't want you to know that, but the boy had it and put it online. So everybody knows. Okay? Everybody know all the money going to Ukraine. Everybody know the money going to Israel. And ain't nobody okay. Everybody know that the Republican Party is sending these guns out in the neighborhood. They involved in it. They had it covered up. They had covered up that the Republican Party is pushing these illegal guns. It was secret document. The next move they're going to do with the guns, they can't do it now because the boy stole the papers. And the Republican, the Democrat, is pushing this homosexual thing, and that document came out. So all this stuff is secret. It ain't secret no more. Let me say it again. All this stuff that boy got and put online is all about sabotages of our government. How come they can't get the assault weapons out of Chicago, Detroit, California? People started killing people because it's big money that the Republican makes. The Republican don't even want to talk about banning assault weapons. But I'm going to prophesy we're going to march to Washington 100,000 strong to shut it down or put them guns up. Too many people are dying. Look what happened in Tennessee, Nashville. Up in Washington last night, 4 or 5 people got killed. North Carolina, Arkansas, Mississippi, in your town. School kids being shot. People at the mall being shot. Because the guns have been put out of here by the Republican Party. And they don't want to be touched. But if 100,000 women march because you don't want your baby to get killed in school. You don't want your son and daughter to get killed in college. It's a healing process. It can happen to you at the grocery store. It can happen to you in your car. Trying to jack your car and shoot you over a car. Shoot you over $2. Wake up. Wake up, America. I ain't talking about black America. Wake up, black, white, brown. We have to say no. Never again. Ban the assault weapons now. That's a healing process that's going on. So we need that healing process. So we need to get involved with our healing process tonight. I say. You're more wiser now. God has made you better. Now, if you need to plant a seed, said, bitch, I want a planet seat of $1,000. I ain't got no problem with that. And he said, well, I don't have it. If God would give you the $1,000, he would feed you the $1,000 for your finance open. Some of you ain't gave $50 to feed it. I want 300 people. You might be part of that 300. So I'm going to feed $1,000 before the year up. And start to see, you might do 100 a month. Maybe you might do so much. But I challenge you tonight to see $1,000 to this ministry. I ain't got no sleep, nothing up my hands, nothing up my feet. I challenge you for your finance. I don't care how you do it. If you do it on your credit card, if you just do it, I decree that you will never be lacked no more. Now, by the way, thank you, Karen Spirit. I want some millionaires, 300 millionaires. You want to be a millionaire? Grant, you want to be a millionaire? Say, I want to be a millionaire. You out there, but you got to see. A woman had two okay. She gave it to the prophet. And after she did that, she fed the whole neighborhood. She had all and asked me to feed people. I want to tell you, from 9 to 10, I don't know what your finance is, don't care. But if you see, God going to give you what you need. I'm talking about when you begin to see. And you, so I'm seeding for my husband. I'm seeding for this new job. I'm seeding for my family to come back together. As you begin that seed, God, as you release it down here, God going to release it up there. Let me say that again. As you open your hand, you release your seed. It might be $500, it might be $100, but you put in your spirit, God, I'm going to seed $1,000 for my business, for my health. When you release it down here, up there in heaven, it's going to be released. I want you to get ready. And you're going to be much stronger, wiser, and you're going to see better. I'm telling you, some of you, that's crazy. You can go to the mall and buy dresses, buy shoes, cost $500, get your nails on. One lady paid $10,000, get a booty lift. One lady paid $1,500, get a face lift. And you can't invest in you. If you see a harvest coming, if you see tonight, that's a healing, a divine healing. When I said divine, it's coming from God. Well, Bishop, I don't have $1,000. All you got to do is say, God, I'm giving this, but I'm going to plant this seed of $1,000. And I guarantee you, I'm going to pray that God will have somebody to give you that money. Don't go shop with it. Somebody might win some money and give you that money. And you got it run through your hand because your fist is full. You got to open your hand and say, I'm seeding for my miracle. I'm seeding for my matter of those that will see. I'm going to send you, what is kid? I'm going to send you for your miracle. That's what I'm going to do. Send your key for your miracle. What is that? I got it right here. Those that see. I want to tell you, preachers, your herb is on its way. Thank you, kind spirit. Those that see $1,000, I want you to have the seed of Abraham, expect a miracle. I want you to expect a miracle in your business. I want you to expect a miracle in your family, in your healing. I want you to get ready. Philippians 4:19, God will make you a supply house. How do God do that? By you seeing, you obey God, and he's going to release it in heaven. When he releases it, you're going to have the key. God going to put somebody in your vibration to give you that money. God going to give you a $1 million idea. But you got to trust God. The book of dreams. The book of love. I got the milk of Jesus. You ain't sent for the book. But those that plant that seed, it's 300 people that want to be rich, want to be millionaires. 300. If you one of them, begin to seed. If you need to get that $1,000 seed in, when you get that $1,000 seed in, you know, $1,000, you can't pay. $1,000 ain't no money. If you go to the store to buy a dress and some shoes, you're going to spend $1,000. You got to drive there, gas. Why not? Said, bitch, I'm going to plant a seed of $1,000 in this ministry. I'm going to plant that seed cost. You tell God your needs. And expect your miracle. Luke 6:38, respect it. Once you begin to see, you say, well, I ain't got all of it. But if you just start on it, God know your heart. And you say in your spirit, I'm going to do this. And God's going to give it to you. The young lady says she owes the government $150,000. I told her, "You, how much you got of it?" Ain't got none of it. I said, you speak to God first, and you'll get it. That sounds crazy. If you speak to God, he's going to let go of you. This is a Mississippi mass choir singing. Sister Gail, God bless you tonight. I'm praying for you, Walter. Kenneth, I'm praying for you. Maurice, I'm praying for you. Joe, I'm praying for you. Those that want a business, you got to see for it. Now, if you want you and your husband or you and your wife to do something, see for it. If you don't get nothing, you hold your fist tight. But you go to the grocery store and you spend everything. Ooh, honey, I got a new pair of shoes. I got a big hat. You ain't got no money. I've been in this business 40 years. My business won't grow because you ain't seeded to that business. I want you this month, this year, 2023, Mary, receive the harvest. Well, what we want, you might want a house. You might want to relocate. If you see God, what you release down here, God going to release in heaven. And what I mean by that, God going to release the money net to you. Because I need a new car. What have you seen it? When you write on your seed, you say, this seed is for a new car. This seed for me to meet somebody to get me to the next level. Okay? Dr. Renee, God bless you. Get your seed in quick, fast, and in early. Regina, get your seed in. Start on your seed. Calvin, Lord start on your seed, you're going to see a difference. I'm talking about divine healing tonight. $1 trillion flow on Friday. God's going to talk to you about your divine healing tonight. So you get your pencil and whatever God tells you, I ain't going to say nothing. I'm going to let God speak to you. If your temple is clean, clean it up. I'm going to pray before God come on. I'm going to pray that your temple be clean. Tonight, cancer, high blood, sugar, a divine healing. You done tried everything, baby. Bright star, a divine healing for your client. A divine healing for that young man on dope. A divine healing for that woman that drinking, saying, I ain't no alcoholic, but you got to have some liquor every night before you go to bed. I'm talking about divine healing tonight. I'm talking about you that going through, you won't give up and give God the victory. I want to tell you tonight, I'm praying much. Freddie Taylor, they've been lying to you. Some demons coming after you. I want to say that on the radio where she can hear. Those demons are lying. And your granddaughter's lying with them. God ain't called no psychic to do nothing. God called a prophet. Y'all believe what I'm saying? Ain't called no witch to do nothing. Ain't called no warlock to do nothing. He called the prophet of God. The men of God. The women of God. Lord, hallelujah. I want to tell you tonight, Sister Sherry, I want to tell you, let go and let God. When God talks to you tonight, he's going to tell you just exactly what he wants you to do. All I can do is tell you that if you got a need tonight, you plant that seed. And that seed you plant will grow. I wish I had somebody know what I'm talking about tonight. I'm talking about you, and even you. 2023, I want to say this to you. Your business is going to grow. I'm going to give you a scripture, Psalm 28 and Psalm 59. I just gave that to you. But when God talks to you, he's going to tell you exactly what to do, okay? When God tells you exactly what to do, you do what God said. This is Brother James Cleveland. See, he loved the Lord.
I love him because he first
loved me. Mm-hmm. When you don't know your way, God loves you, man. I don't care how many cars you got, how many houses you got, how much money you got in the bank. It don't mean nothing if you ain't seeing it. Because your seed gonna help somebody else. And that seed, God gonna release more to you where you can do more.
Found the need when you were burdened, and there might have been people around you, but nobody that you could talk to.
Come on, Bristol.
Has there ever been a time like when everybody in the house was asleep? And because of the need in your life, you found yourself talking to God. Now you know there's one trend of thought that God don't hear you and God don't talk back. But I know that's not right. I talk to him this morning. And sometimes you have to be still and know. Hello, anybody here feel like talking back to me? Sometimes mama's there, father's there, husband, wife is there, children around, but you can't talk to them. Because they don't understand the situation. You can't talk to friends because they mean well, but they just have a gossiping nature. Before you can hang up, your good friend called his good friend. And then his good friend called his other friend at him. When it gets back to you, you're crushed.
Say that. That's right.
Sometimes
talk to God.
Hear the Lord in the stillness of your life. We sing a song here in the temple that says, "Any way you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied." And sometimes you just have to ask God, Lord, let it breathe on me. I'll be all right if it.
Sometimes you have to tell God to all about it. So tonight, what I said, from 10 to 11, God going to talk to you from 10 to 11. As I talk to you now, God going to talk to you at 10 to 11. Just like Brother Jane Cleveland said, sometimes you can't be around nobody because they won't listen. And when you tell them that, you know, Bishop had me talking to God, they ain't going to believe that. They don't believe God can talk to you. God ain't got to talk to me, you know, angel. God can talk to you directly. You said again. But if your temper's so demonic, see what's going on, these kids are demonic and their family letting them, they ain't chastising the kids. That's mean they're doing all this stuff in Chicago, cause this country shooting, cause the demonic spirits. Ain't nobody saying, let's talk to God. Even the preacher ain't trying to talk to God. He's trying to get the money for a new Rolls Royce. He's trying to get the money for an airplane. He want to give you prosperity ministry. You don't need that. You need God. If you got a need, you plant a seed and God's business will be took care of. I wish I had somebody. I said tonight, it's divine healing, body, mind, soul, and spirit. I want you to receive what God got for you tonight. Get your pencil and paper and get your coffee. I got my coffee right here. I got my paper because I want to know what God going to tell me. Whatever God tell me tonight, I'm going to obey. If he said, Bishop, go on the roof, top of the house, I'm on my way. He called the pastor, that crazy man out there. How you out there, bitch? God told me to do it. I want you to listen at 10 o'clock to 11 what God has to say to you. That's what I want you to do. Let him talk to you.
Life is there, children around, but you can't talk to them. Because they don't understand the situation. You can't talk to friends because they mean well, but they just have a gossiping nature. Before you can hang up, your good friend called his good friend. Then his good friend called his other friend at
him. Brother Blue, you know what I'm talking about. Gene, you know what I'm talking about.
Sometimes you just have to deal with God in the stillness of your life.
We sing a song here in the temple that says, any way you bless me, Lord,
I'll be satisfied.
I'll be satisfied.
Let him breathe on you tonight. From 11, from 10 to 11.
Sometimes you just have to ask God, Lord, let it breathe on me. I'll be all right if the breath of the Lord.
Say that. Get ready. Get ready for the breath of the Lord to breathe on you. But get ready. Don't let the devil turn you back. Because the devil will keep you from what the Lord got for you.
I'm like the writer that says, you don't have to make no special trip to bless me. But while you're next door blessing my neighbor, do not
pass me by. Divine healing tonight. This is healing tonight. I want somebody to set a glass of water tonight. I don't want this service to pass you by.
Way back. Young folks won't know it, but some of the older people might remember this. It just says,
tonight, from 10 to 11, call a friend, and next week, we're going to be talking to God. God going to talk to you. You ain't got to say, you know, all you got to have friends listen to what he said. If you don't hear what he said, something wrong with you. Breathe on me. Healing for you, Carrie. Mama Rosie, breathe on you. Mother Carrie, breathe on you tonight. All the brothers that's in jail, political prisoners, those that died in this criminal. Come on now. You know somebody. Deborah, I declare your healing tonight. Maxine, I declare your healing tonight. Let him breathe on you. Divine healing tonight. Prophet Johnson said, in all their ways acknowledge God. All is well. Somebody said in your breath, you should say that within. Breathe on me. In my mind, my soul, my body. I want to play that again. I like this because his friend, your friend called God. Now, see what Dr. Franklin, what James Cleveland know, now they got internet, James. They get on the internet. They get on Facebook. They get on all these different websites and talk about what they did, who they killed. One man had robbed a bank in Chicago and put it on Facebook. The FBI come and got him out of Mississippi. See, James, they don't talk on the telephone now. They fax it. I want to bring them up to speed.
You just have to deal with love in the stillness of your life.
But they let me post. Everybody want to post something on them.
We sing a song here in the temple that says, any way you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied.
But some of you ain't satisfied with God.
And sometimes you just have to ask God, Lord, let it breathe on me.
Because the devil's trying to check you out.
If the breath of the Lord. But just breathe on.
300 people planted seed of $1,000 would be millionaire. I said, and I won't take it back. This is the year for you to, for your business. Go. You ain't got to get no PP loan. Because God got all the silver, all the gold belongs to God. He ain't got nothing to put you in jail.
Before you can hang up, your good friend called his good friend. Then his good friend called his other friend. When it gets back to you, you crush.
James, they poked it now. In fact, they're on the internet.
You just have to deal with God in the stillness of your life. We sing a song here in the temple that says, any way you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you just have to ask God, Lord, let it breathe on me.
Right now.
I'll be all right if the breath of the Lord.
Divine healing tonight, on this Saturday night, I agree your healing. Cataract, tumors, high blood, low blood, sugar, kidneys.
You have to make a special trip to bless me. But why next door blessing my neighbor? Do not
pass me by.
Pass me by. It's kind of old-fashioned. If this was my choice, all the writers had a song.
See, James Cleveland come out when grandma and great-grandma, Papa, set out under the tree. Let a breeze come on them. And God talked to them. Somebody know what I'm talking about. But now you're on the internet. But you ain't got to post nothing for God. The old folks used to sit under the tree. Wasn't no music. And they used to say, God, breathe on me. A wind come by. And they get healed. A wind come by. And they was all right. So that's what we got to deal with, old folks. Our Shay's grandma, Papa. They used to sing this under the tree. Down on the levee in Louisiana, Mississippi, Arkansas. Over the levee. Okay, Joe. Wayne Kennel. Marvin, David. Betty. Dr. Barber in Houston. Send out of that old tree out in the yard. Climb going down. A brief climb. Standing at the ocean. And a breeze comes. Say that. Breathe on me. Just for you tonight. Sad tonight, divine healing. If you got a need, plan a seat, go to my website, www.abrahamyogasite.com. Go to Cash Out, Bishop T.T., and I'll get it. Entertainment said, this is starting on my $1,000. For this year, I'm going to get it in. When you get it in, God will get it out. Hello. You release it down here, God's going to release it upstairs. I feel kind of way tonight that God releases some stuff. He's breaking down. Say that. I'm praying for every letter, those over at the Hilton, I'm praying. Those at Burger King, I'm praying. Those downtown, I'm praying. Oh, Arkansas, Mississippi, with all the chemtrails. I prophesied flood. I just got a call that it's flooding in Minnesota now, down in Mississippi. It's coming on down to Missouri, Illinois, on down to Jackson. Old folks used to say that. Lord, breathe on me. If God just breathe on you tonight, all is well. Say that. Breathe on me. Mighty God. Somebody say Almighty. I'm praying for you, Minister Molly. I think God's going to release some things.
I may have a few problems that I can't solve, but
just divine healing. See, when Papa and Grandma and the old folks under the tree, they went at no church. They said, boy, come here, let me pray for you. Girl, come here, let me pray for you. They prayed for that back, for that headache under the tree. But they always say, God breathe on this young man to go to college, to go to the army and come back. And I just to him said, breathe on me. And I didn't know what that means back then. But when they were saying, breathe on me, they were saying, God, wrap up, talk to them. Young man went to Vietnam. All his friends died. He come back. He said, all I could hear my grandmother saying, breathe on me. And I used to say it in the foxhole, Lord, breathe on me. I want to tell you tonight, glory, hallelujah. I'm praying for you, Mother Bass, I'm praying for you, Adrian. Praying for you, Brother Wayne. Those that are caught up in the snares of the devil. Those that have no way out. But I want to tell you tonight, a divine healing come from God. If you can hold on tonight, God gonna talk to you. But some of you rushed to get off there because your faith ain't what it ought to be. I got a bucket of truth. You ain't got no faith. He talked to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Why he can't talk to you? In your trying time, sometimes God don't send no angels. God come himself. And I know when grandma and great grandma and papa and them was saying, breathe on me, God was right there. Because one young lady got healed. She was, her artery, bleeding out her artery. Grandma said, breathe on me. The blood stopped. Young man got run over and his feet had crossed up. Grandma said again, Lord, breathe on this young man. It's about connection to God. I'm talking about the divine healing tonight. I want to tell you, Mary, I'm praying for you. I want you to know, Kim, I'm praying for you. It's something about God breathing on you. Whatever you need, God got what you need. God got what you want. Get ready, get ready. Just go out for them that ain't got faith. Doctors say you can't get well. Seems like you're at the end of your road. But I'll tell you tonight, God is a good God. I'm praying for you, Sister Lorraine. I'm praying for you, Sister June, Mickey, something, Frank, I'm praying for you tonight. Misha Brown, Sister Alex, I'm praying for you. Somebody said, Lord, I want to get ready tonight to God talk to you. Get your pencil, set your water up. Maybe you need to set a glass of water up while we're talking. Because this won't happen no more. We've been going through storms and floods. This is Earth Day. God ain't let you go away. Stop crying. God is a healer. Walk in faith. On me. Yes, yes. The widow woman went to the well to get some water. And Jesus told her, I'll give you some water, you'll never thirst no more. God's voice is in many waters. tonight God gonna speak to you personally. Whatever your personal problem is, God gonna speak to you. Get ready all night, all day. Moses left Egypt. But God had to talk to him in the desert, get his mind together. I can't solve them, but God came with divine healing tonight. Francis. Mag of divine healing. Pictures of divine healing tonight. As I speak, God's doing some healing. As I speak, God's opened some eyes up. Don't be mad. Just thank God that you're in the land of the living. Breathe. Tell him to breathe on you. Tell God to breathe on you. Yes. Janice, I'm praying for you. Come on. I'm praying for you. Now, I want to tell you tonight, I want you to make up your mind what you want God to do for you. I want you to make up your mind tonight how you want God to talk to you. Because he will breathe on you. God will. I'm telling you tonight, the rheumatism, somebody suffering with their knees and ankles, I got revelation knowledge, going to be healed. Somebody got short of breath, God says he's going to heal. On the left side, it looks like it's drawing up, but get ready. The voice. That breathe. Something about the older people. I'm feeling a certain kind of way tonight. I'm feeling you're going to get it. With all the problems, finance, worry, every time you pick up somebody killing somebody, bombing over him, tornadoes, floods over him. Let him do it to you tonight. I feel the night. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah. Yeah! Yeah, huh? God says it's already done. It's already done. That pain in your side. Somebody got a pain in their back. But I want to let you know, God has already took care of that. God has already took care of that pain. As we were talking, God took care of that pain. If you just lift up. See, if you just let God in, the power. Mr. Superman's quiet with me tonight. I want you to lift God up tonight before we get into what we're going to get into tonight. Now, I want you to get ready to lift God up tonight before we get started. I told you that God gonna talk to you, but not Bishop. God gonna talk to you. Father God, I want you to get their minds together. I want them to be able to hear your word out of your spirit. The spirit of the living God tonight. He said he's gonna meet you all next week. From 10 to 11. Maybe you don't get it tonight. Maybe you got to get it Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night. Brother Will Nunn, I'm praying for you. Mother Carrie Nunn, I'm praying for you. Mother Frances Nunn, I'm praying for you. I want to tell you, Pearl, I'm praying for you. It seemed like in my spirit, somebody going to listen to what God's going to say to them. And somebody said, well, Bishop, I don't know what he's going to say. Don't ask me. But God's going to talk personally to you tonight. I ain't giving you no scriptures. I'm going to let God give you the scriptures, so get your pencil and paper. You tell anybody God talks to me, said tonight, God talked to me. And I want you to know that God talked to you. You let them know that God talked to you. Okay? And get ready. Lift him up. Tonight, for you, you, and even you tonight, some of you on stop. Gary, you were saying demons in the atmosphere. But I heard say, if I and I be lifted up from the earth, I draw all means unto me. I want you to get your mind together for God to talk to you. I want you to get your mind together. I was telling Bright Star, Jesus, Bishop, tell them to get their hearts together. Because God is in a clean temple. Open your temple up for God to speak to you tonight. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. Any jealousy, any sickness, anything not like divine one of God. Because when you lift him up, he's going to talk to you. They're going to say, oh, you crazy. I'm crazy because he told me exactly what to do. You problem you got, whatever the problem might be, he's able to handle it tonight. You ain't got to wait. He's going to handle it for you. When he speaks to you, go right, take it down, get your pencil. But don't forget what he said. I want you to meditate. When you meditate, he's going to speak to you. And when you meditate, you lift him up, and he's going to do something special for you tonight. I'm telling you, he's going to do something special for you tonight. Okay. At night and day. It's night and day. And the night is divine healing night right here on Blog Talk Radio. It's 10:17. I told you from 10 to 11. I'm just getting you ready for what I'm going to do for you. I got to get you ready for it. So some of you ain't ready for it. You got doubt in your mind. You ain't got enough power to know God is right now. All night, all day, God keep things on. So God going to raise you up tonight. You're going to grow up a stronger woman, a stronger man. Because you didn't ask nobody. The pastor couldn't tell you. The bishop couldn't tell you. God told you personally. Mm-hmm. But God going to tell you. Now, I had an uncle could read the Bible. But if he seen it in his box car letters on a, he couldn't know it. But he knows every word in the Bible.
They used to sing a song. Well, baby, you know, I'm not good.
I need you to get ready.
I'm not good. I'm not good.
All night. You
say, well, why are you not good? She say, well, all night.
Now.
All day. Thank
you. Uh-huh.
She used to say, keep a watch.
Over me.
Anybody here know what I'm talking about?
Now, Grandma used to say that when we go in prayer. She said, angel, keep watching over me all day, all night. But if he don't, God will. That's what she said. So I just want you to get ready.
All night.
And all day.
All day.
Uh-huh, that's right.
The angel.
Say that over me. I like that. I like that. Get ready. Okay. Don't go to sleep on me. Stay woke. You might miss what God finna tell you. Get this. Get the pencil and paper. Roll. Nelly, get your pencil and paper, Clara. Keep watching over me, and I want you to get ready for your meditation, and I want you to let the Lord talk to you tonight in a special way. Get your pens and papers ready. Yes, Lord. Yes. Thank you. peace.